Hi, this is Jim Swilly. Welcome to Metron Live. Metron is a Greek word that means sphere of influence. I believe in living your best life possible, and that's the reason for this podcast. This is my Metron. Now let me help you discover yours. Those of you who are logging on, wherever you are in the universe, we welcome you. It is Christmas Eve in the year of our Lord 2017. Hard to believe. This year went really fast, but it's here, and we've had an excellent one so far. Our time 2 weeks ago at Spirit and Truth was great, and our service last week when Corey was here was awesome. And we won't be here next Sunday, for New Year's Eve, but we are here today, and it's going to be a beautiful, beautiful day. I didn't specifically do an artist of the month. I usually don't in December. I like to bring some variety in, and I've never heard Eddie Sellers sing anything that I didn't love, but I think probably my favorite is, because acoustic stuff is really, that's really his forte, and this is, in my opinion, the most beautiful acoustic Christmas song there is, A Beautiful Star of Bethlehem. And I said, look, we cannot get through Christmas without you singing it, so he's here under orders. I said, God told me to tell you to get yourself to the house of the Lord, or to the theater, and it's how, wherever we are is the house of the Lord. I love this song so much, and I love Eddie and Patrick. They're so much a part of our family. Would you welcome the one, the only, Eddie William Sellers? Eddie, come sing.
Y'all be
How we doing back there, Charles? Good, 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 good. You know what's special about today? I know it's Christmas Eve, but I thought about this riding over here. I've never spent Christmas Eve with any of you people. Huh. And in my life, I'll probably never spend Christmas Eve again with any of you, because it's rare that Christmas falls around the time where right. You actually have a service. So I'm going to enjoy this.
It's good.
I'm just going to take this in. This is a special space right here,
yes.
Right now for me. Not only to honor the Lord, but to be around people who, when I have needed just something to stand on or lift me up, usually one of you people have said something or just made me feel like, yeah, we're good. I love being here this morning. We're here. The Spirit of the Lord is here. Can you believe it's Christmas Eve? Christmas Eve. You know, how special is that, Christmas Eve? All right, here's a song right here. I know that the holiday, let me just say this. This Christmas, for whatever reason, and I don't have an answer for it, in my 62 years of living, this Christmas has been the most enjoyable Christmas I've ever had. From Thanksgiving all the way up to now, I've just enjoyed it. Do y'all know we had snow this year for Christmas? Had snow. It's just been a real enjoyable time. And then most of us are going to get together later today or tomorrow, be with our families and ones that we love. But here's a song that I've always loved, and my grannies and mamas, and years ago they'd sit around and they'd sing this song. And it's, oh beautiful star of Bethlehem, shining bright through shadows dim, giving a life for those who long have gone. Guiding the wise men on their way unto that place where Jesus lay. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Now I want y'all to help me. This song is meant, the chorus is supposed to have at least two people singing. But I got all y'all, so y'all gonna help me. It's a real simple chorus. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine upon us. Shine upon us until the glory dawns. Give us a lamp to light the way unto that land of perfect day. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine. Just follow my lips. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine upon us until the glory dawns. Give us a lamp to light the way unto that land of perfect day. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Let's sing the chorus one more time. Oh, beautiful stars of Bethlehem, shine upon us until the glory dawn. Oh, give us a lamp to light the way unto that land of perfect day. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star, the hope, the light, guiding pilgrims through the night, over the mountain till the break of dawn, into the land of perfect day, it will give out a perfect ray. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine upon us until the glory dawns. Oh, give us a lamp to light the way unto that land of perfect day. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star, the hope, the grace, for the redeemed, the good and the blessed. Yonder in glory when our crowd will be one. Jesus is now the star divine, brighter and brighter he will shine. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Everybody. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine upon us until the glory dawns. Oh, give us a lamp to light the way unto that land of perfect day. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Then one time without the guitar. Oh, beautiful star,
beautiful star
of Bethlehem,
star of Bethlehem,
shine upon us until the glory dawns. Oh, give us a lamp to light the way unto that land of perfect day. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Then one time with the guitar. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, oh, shine upon us until the glory dawns. Oh, give us a lamp to light the way unto that land of perfect day. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Merry Christmas, everybody. Beautiful. God bless each of you. Y'all are some of the sweetest people I've ever known in my life. God bless each and every one of you.
Eddie Sellers. That was awesome. That was beautiful. But, of course, now I'm going to be singing it all day long. That's one of those ones. I love you, bud. Merry Christmas. Y'all can be seated. So that's one of those ones that gets stuck in your head, and you can't stop singing it. That was awesome. So I see some more people came in, so welcome. There you are. Thanks. Appreciate it. Why, did they call you and tell you they're coming? Let me tell you some things. You know, of course, our outreach this month has already gone to Spirit and Truth Sanctuary, and they appreciate that. Thank you again, everybody that came out that day. That was just everything we've done. I hope it's been this way in your family, because everything we've done this month is just been ideal. It's been so perfect that it nearly seems like you're imagining it. I don't know if this is happening with you, but with me, it's like the membrane between what I visualize and what manifests is becoming so thin that when I'm seeing my thoughts manifest, I think, is this really happening, or am I thinking this is happening? And so that was great, and we had an awesome weekend with Kent. Ken's actually on call. He's not really here. You're not really seeing him. But he does have his telephone, and should they call, as they did yesterday, he'll be en route. But what I'm believing for is that he can get through the service and then take care of business if he needs to. But we had a wonderful weekend with his family, and he rented a house out at Lake Oconee, and his sons and granddaughters came out, and we just had a big family time. It was awesome, and he made breakfast for everybody. And I don't know if you've been around a two-year-old in a while, but they are, Addie's adorable. She's good-natured. She is just not, like, one adult has to follow her constantly. She never sits down for a second. Emily just chills out, you know, and just looks at you like, what's up? You know, she's all, and they're, you know, that's the way it is with, my kids are all completely different. And but anyway, it was great. And this weekend I noticed I was Jimmy again. So I was, last time I was Papa Jim, that, you know, she kept saying, Jimmy, what's down there? I was like, don't go down there. That was the bottom floor. But anyway, that was great. And then we met at his dad's house last night with all of his extended family. And it was, you know, it was bittersweet because it's the first time we've all been together without Mr. Monty there. But it was a great time. And, you know, people on the other side are still, they're still very, I don't think she would mind me saying this, but my aunt and cousin both had a birthday this week. So my Aunt Clarice, she's the hostess with the mostest, she had a lunch, which was like Christmas dinner. I don't even need to do Christmas dinner now because it was already ham and turkey. You know, I said, Clarice, good Lord, you raised the bar so high for Aunt Ernestine's birthday lunch. We're just going to get Burger King for Christmas. But I hadn't seen my cousins, who are really more like my sisters. I hadn't seen them in like a long time. And it was great. We were all together, and, you know, everybody was just fine. Everybody was past any of their agendas or whatever. It was just nice to see everybody. But Haralene was, we were talking about people passing on, go to the other side, and she said, I can't tell this to a lot of people because people just think I'm crazy, but, you know, my Uncle Harry went to the other side. Gosh, it's been 3 years ago now, I guess. But she said, my leg was, I was in terrible pain the other day, and I couldn't move my leg. And she said, I felt him come in the room and pick my leg up and said, just stretch it out. And it was fine. And she did. She's like, I could feel him pick it up. And she said, I stretched it out and the pain completely left. I said, no, I don't think that's crazy. I think, you know, heaven's not on the other side of the Milky Way. It's the next dimension. And the cloud of witnesses is here. And so the more you become aware that we're more than just this dimension, the less you grieve, because people don't die. They just go to the next room. They're still you know, they're still with us. So, and they're better versions of themselves. When they walk into the light, they, like, I've had a couple of conversations with my grandparents since they left. They're so much more awesome now. I adored them when I was a kid, but now they're so enlightened. You're going to love your loved ones on the other side. The ones that you don't enjoy so much here, believe me, when you get to the other side, it's going to be. Even when he was singing, "Give us a lamp to light our way under the land of perfect day," that's where we're all headed, one way or the other. I was thinking about last night. I did a little video, a one-on-one, and I really, it was a real anointing on it. I mean, I felt, I didn't like the way it ended, and it was late, and I was not going to reshoot that ending. I was like, we're trimming it off right here, night. It was supposed to end with Merry Christmas. I was going to take a sip of my cocoa, and I was like, nah, we're ending it right there. Daddy ain't putting all that back together again. I had all the lights set up, and like, not doing it again. But anyway, I was just thinking about the nature of Christmas, just the idea that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, goes against any idea of God being this vengeful deity who punishes people. Like, the very fact that he sends, John says, the light shines in darkness, the darkness cannot overtake it. Like, it doesn't make sense to the Christmas story that this baby is born in Bethlehem, and buddy, you better receive him as your personal savior or he's going to burn you in hell for eternity. Like, it doesn't, you see, understand what I'm saying? It's like, the whole idea is peace on earth, goodwill toward men. And if that was the angel's declaration, then that should be really the energy that we tap into, the peace on earth, the goodwill toward everybody. Even the people you can have goodwill. There's some people I can't stand to be with, but I still have goodwill toward them. Do you know what I mean? It's like, I don't wish evil on you. I may not want to hang out with you because you usually find my last nerve and work it, but I don't think you're a bad person. I just think, how can two walk together lest they be agreed? And I got to stay in my zone. And you understand what I'm saying? Like, there's some people, you love them. You don't want anything bad to happen to them. They're just not tuned into your frequency. You know what I mean? And it's beautiful to learn that, I don't have to lie to people. I can find ways to, gravitate toward the people who get where I'm at and have compassion for the people who aren't there yet. Yeah. So anyway, our year of living your best life for this month is be joyous. So I'm assuming you've been joyous. Have you been joyous? Well, if you're not being joyous, be joyous. That's an order. Get joyful now. And let's see. Like I said, we will not have service next Sunday, but we will be back here on January 7th. Marshall Ruffins will be our artist for January. And he was available. A couple of Sundays he'll have to leave right after singing because he's got other gigs. But for the other ones, he'll be here. So that'll be good to start the year off with him. And as I said in the video last night, I don't really have a prophetic word for 2018 because I think everybody carries his or her own prophetic word. I can't prophesy to you what's going to happen. The prophecy's in your mouth. You're going to prophesy what's going to happen in your 2018. You know, when people say, I need a word, what's God going to do? Well, I don't know. God's looking at you saying, what are we going to do? Because God has all this power, but if you don't channel it through the divinity that he's imparted unto you, you'll just breeze through 2018 and nothing significant will happen. So stop running around looking for a prophetic word and prophesy to yourself. Prophesy in your mirror. Say, this is going to be the best year of my life, and go into it with that mindset. Can I get a witness up in here? So I think that was everything. I actually was planning on doing a meditation, but I think we'll start back on that in January just because we're kind of in a Christmas mode here. So I think next month I'll go back to, I'd like to start off with it maybe. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what the flow is. But I'm still very pro-meditation. Just even on the way over here, because I have listened to some Christmas carols this month, definitely. And I thought, I need to turn on the spa channel. I turned that on. It's just that meditative ambient music. And I automatically felt myself, when you train yourself, Jeff and Marty know what I'm talking about because they've they actually go to meditation classes. You train yourself to meditate, and it doesn't take you long at all to get where you need to go. It's like those triggers in your brain, like I automatically felt stress come out. I'm going to talk myself into doing a meditation now that I've said that. Let's do a quick one. Let's do a quick one. Have you got one, Charles?
I do.
As I was talking about, I just sold myself on the idea. You don't mind a little alleviation of the stress of the holiday season? Yeah. Yeah, bring those down. You know what to do, Wellington. You got to be a bouncer for a few minutes. I think everybody here's already done it before, so you kind of know what to do. If not, we'll be through with it in just a few minutes. So just flow with us. Just everybody, both feet on the floor, sit up straight as you can. There's something about aligning your spinal column. Get yourself in the mode. It's probably about a 7-minute one, I think. So we'll do this. Close your eyes if you want to, if it helps you clear your mind. The idea of meditation is not—it's not to think of anything. It's to clear your mind. So the less you think of, the better. But if you think of something, don't stress over it. Just gently bring your thoughts back under control. We're gonna just concentrate on our breathing. Inhale. Thank you. peace on earth, goodwill toward men, goodwill toward women, goodwill toward children, goodwill to the elderly, goodwill to the sick, goodwill to the incarcerated, goodwill to the homeless, goodwill to the depressed, goodwill to the lost, goodwill to the grieving, goodwill to the homesick. There's goodness in this place. The will of God is good. Good tidings of great joy to all people. Tidings of great joy to all humanity. Good tidings of great joy to the family of man. Joy to the world, joy to your world, joy to your mind, joy to your spirit, joy to your heart, joy to your bones, to your internal organs. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Good. I needed that. All right, just slowly come out of it. Wow. Christmas meditation. Good, good, good. Good stuff, good stuff, good stuff. All right, we can bring the lights back up. Thank you, everyone. Beautiful. Come in, come in, come in. That was so good. All right, I think what I'll do, since we're not gonna broadcast the carols, let's go ahead and officially finish out and I'll run the ending, and then the rest of it will just be family time, okay? I've spoken it that we will end 2017 in prosperity, and we are. We've had a good bit of outgo this month, you know, a lot of gift certificates for the staff, and the candles were an expense and several things, but we're good. I just want you to be aware that it doesn't grow on trees. Jesus said, men will give unto you, and he should have said men and women, because usually it's women that have the checkbook anyway. But let's go ahead and stand, and we'll officially close out the public service, and then the rest of it will be all our candlelight. For those of you who are still watching, I speak a Christmas blessing over you and over your house. If you'll go to the YouTube page, which you may already be on, I did a video for Christmas Eve, and it's available there. And we use the scriptures out of Isaiah in the now, and Matthew in the now, and Luke in the now, and John in the now. And there's anointing. The scriptures have to be rightly divided, but they're still anointed. You have to know how to find the word in them, but the word is in there. So. But the real anointing on that little video is just speaking peace. There was a real connection with peace, and you'll see it. You'll get it when you watch the video. So I speak a blessing over your household. Please remain standing. We'll do this. for the giving part, and then the rest of it will be our little private service.
Contributing to Metron is quick and easy. Simply text the amount you would like to give to 404-620-5044. And now you can give any time by texting this number. You will then receive a one-time registration form that links your phone number and opens your account at SimpleGive. Complete the form and you will then receive a successful registration and donation page. For additional information on your account, visit missionthenow.com and click the support tab. Then my online donation. When you contribute to Metron, you're also supporting the charity or organization of the month. Thank you for your investment in Metron.
And when we get through with the carols, Danny will be back at the table if you want to make your checks to JESM. This would be your last opportunity to give in this year here publicly, but you can also give online. And I think, Avery, didn't you tell me that we finally this year we passed more people give online than don't? So that's good. I mean, that's a good sign. So thank you. Thank you for doing that. I loved it. Both our service with Robert Rutherford and with DE, they both asked me, they said, what do you want to do about your offering? I said, oh, our people give online. We're good. It was like, meet George Jetson. But anyway, and if you have cash, just pay it forward or and go bless somebody with it. So those of you who are streaming, we love you. We'll see you in 2018. Peace.